We turn now to a story we're following. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer is facing growing calls to resign over his alleged use of call girls. The Democrats' first 14 months in office have been politically bumpy, but nothing prepared New Yorkers for the latest revelations. Fred Mogul of member station WNYC spoke to a few of them.
At the weekly Green Market in downtown Brooklyn, there isn't much fresh produce this time of year, but yesterday there was much chatter about Governor Spitzer. Retiring Nadia Mertzlikoff said there's a reason they call prostitution the world's oldest profession.
I think what is the problem is that his attitude was such of a saint, and all of a sudden he's such a great sinner.
Still, Mertzlikoff says she thinks whatever Spitzer did should stay between him and his family. Standing nearby, however, lawyer Ken Stahl disagrees.
I've been going back and forth about it because I say is what he did worse than what Clinton did? But I don't see how he can govern, especially given that his reputation was built as an ethics reformer and that his whole campaign was premised on bringing a new way of doing business to Albany.
Many in the New York business world are downright gleeful. Spitzer is widely resented here for the high-profile criminal probes he launched as attorney general. In a bar near Wall Street, investment banker Eric Doe was happy to see Spitzer in trouble.
I think it's pretty ironic how it's going to play out. If it is true, I think he would turn out to be one of the biggest hypocrites.
Whether they're bothered or bewildered by Spitzer's scandal, it's safe to say almost all New Yorkers are concerned by the state's multi-billion dollar deficits and uncertain political future. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York. Thank you.